And so the real goal here is that how do we protect the young people? If we continue to annihilate them, we have no future as a state or as a nation. As Carla mentioned, the current dropout rate is actually 24.2%. We know that smoking even one joint causes impairment in cognition even 28 days after smoking one joint. So there's, in my opinion, there's no controls at the moment to keep kids from buying drugs. If you've got an ID card, you can go buy pot from any number of dispensaries and go sell it to kids. With Prop 19, if you can just go into Walgreens and buy it, go sell it to kids, that's a great way to work your way through college. So I would like to see some prevention built into whatever happens. Currently we have the Sherman Law, which doesn't seem to be enforced at all. And I don't know why. That pertains to food, drugs, and cosmetics. Marijuana is being sold as both, and we're not doing anything about it. In terms of the social cost, with alcohol and tobacco, the cost is $9 for every $1 in tax collected. My belief is it will be a lot worse with marijuana. Marijuana combines the harms of both. I don't think you can control the taxes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good afternoon, Chairman Amiano, Chairman Leno. My name is Amir Deliri. I represent Can Lobby and the Cascade Wellness Center. It's a dispensary in Northern California. We just like to tell you that we are against Prop 19 because we feel its passage would severely affect patient access across the region. Furthermore, to address the decriminalization argument that the Prop 19 folks are making, just like to point out that the Senate Bill 1449 is on the governor's desk to sign that does, in fact, take away possession of an ounce from a misdemeanor to an infraction. We'd like to let you know also that we do have a legislative agenda as well, and that we would like to codify the Attorney General's guidelines and shore up medical marijuana and, in fact, enhance medical marijuana law and respect the federal government's leniency and respect for medical marijuana. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Yes, my name is George Mull. I'm president of the California Cannabis Association. The California Cannabis Association is a statewide group of medical cannabis advocates, organizations, and dispensaries committed to the advancement of responsible medical cannabis regulation and to ensure qualified patients have safe and reliable access to medical cannabis across the entire state of California. We have some very serious concerns about how Proposition 19 would negatively affect medical marijuana. For example, in the purposes section, or actually for findings, that's the only place that we find any mention of medical marijuana. And the worry is that the limitations on sales that are set forth in Proposition 19 would codify the ability of cities and counties to completely restrict sales, whether to medical or otherwise. I've heard claims back from the Proposition 19 supporters that no, indeed, that Proposition 19 enshrines the protections of Proposition 215, but that's very far from the truth. After a debate that we had last week in Cal Berkeley, one of Prop 19 supporters was saying, no, indeed, the language in here enshrines it. And we were pointing out that if a city or county bans after 19, that later when this body wants to address statewide issues regulating sales, that they would not be able to, because the language in the finding section says that if a city decides not to tax or regulate, that selling cannabis within that city limit remains illegal. We have a lot of uncertainty under the law right now. I think that we do need statewide legislation. I believe that Prop 19 handcuffs this body in doing proper statewide regulation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Seth Bankel. I'm a recent law school graduate. I'm volunteer for the Us on Proposition 19 campaign, and I wanted to say that I believe that our current laws are a failure, as we've heard extensively. And rather than talk about the morality of the use of marijuana or the, you know, the quibbles legally that are coming along from the chamber, I think that we need to recognize the reality of the fact that we have millions of people that are using this drug. Our current laws just don't work, and we need new policies. we're spending money on enforcement, we're not getting money in taxes, and it's still freely available to kids. So all the goals of prohibition are not being achieved, but yet prohibition is causing many, many more problems than the drug could ever possibly do. So
all right, thank you. Next speaker.
Yeah, hello. Thank you. My name is Jeff Jones. I'm co-proponent on Prop 19 with Richard Lee. And I think the one thing that us as proponents have been awestruck with is the raise of debate in California on this issue that has been long overdue and needed. And that this, as enunciated by many speakers before me, is a civil rights issue, and we believe is a jobs issue, and that we want California to be leading on the cusp of this and ensuring that the jobs that are currently here with the medical cannabis community are protected, as the purposes of our initiative clearly state in 7 and 8, saying that all laws related to the Health and Safety Code and to the Medical Marijuana Program Act are protected and enshrined as their different health and safety codes. A current review by the Riverside County Council says Prop 19 does not repeal or amend any of those related statutes that currently exist. And that's what we were trying to say, is that Compassionate Use Act, SB 420, while they weren't perfect, they tried to get to grips with medical cannabis, but they were not very clear about the sale and the availability of medical cannabis in communities. And that's what Prop 19 ends. It makes sure that if a community wants to regulate medical cannabis, that it can. That if a community does not want to opt into adult use, that it can. And that a lot of the scare tactics, the disingenuous arguments that have been brought forward about cities November 3rd being able to sell adult cannabis are simply untrue. If you look at the statutory language, nobody can commercially be involved with adult use cannabis without a permit being issued by a local government, a county government, or the state government that you so represent. And I think that it just bodes well to show that half of the speakers up here in the opposition were saying that you don't have the power. You, the state government, does not have the power to collect excise taxes, to regulate this correctly. And I think that that just is just disingenuous, where the state of Colorado recently regulated medical cannabis at a state level and netted the state government in fees, permits, over $9 million. We're missing the boat when it comes to cannabis in California, and we're here to raise that debate and make sure that you can act correctly. Thank you for taking this important hearing today.
Thank you, and our last speaker.
Thank you for the hearing today. Just a couple of quick comments. One of the things that I hear universally is an agreement that we do need a policy change. I hear almost everybody agreeing that
your,
the current—
Your name, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mauricio Garzon with the Prop 19 campaign. Okay. And just an agreement that the current policies have been incredibly problematic. They've created through prohibition a series of social ills of incredible proportion. And I think we're all in agreement that change is possible and should happen. What I'd like to point to is Prop 19 was drafted very carefully. It's intended to take into consideration the rights of patients, protecting children and schools, and protecting the workplace very specifically, and provide a basic framework upon which a blueprint through legislation can be enacted to make sure that the implementation is done carefully and responsibly. It's a sound and safe and responsible initiative, and I hope that you will all vote for it. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the polemic, and I think it's going to benefit California having this discussion, and again, to me, it's always been a question of public policy, and that's what we will continue to work on, given the variety of opinions. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's been a pleasure to co-officiate this hearing with you, and I thank all the people who came to testify today. We heard a lot of different concerns, thoughts, ideas about the future of marijuana in California. What we do know is that cigarettes will kill over 400,000 Americans this year. And what we do know is that alcohol will kill over 400,000 Americans this year. We also know that marijuana will not kill anybody. The question before California voters on the November 2nd ballot is it good public policy? Is it good public health? Is it good for public safety to continue the prohibition or not? And I hope we answered some questions for people today.
Thank you, and the meeting is adjourned.